Manu Patra alerts dated the 20th of March 2018. Supreme Court has asked Centre to treat construction workers as formal sector employees by bringing them within the ambit of social welfare laws and provide benefits like paid maternity leave, provident fund and minimum wage. Supreme Court has held that there is no prohibition in law to file a second FIR in relation to the same incident, if it was not filed by the same person who had filed the first FIR, as a counter-complaint, based on the allegations different from the allegations made in the first FIR. Supreme Court has admitted for hearing an appeal against the acquittal of dentist couple Rajesh and Nupur Talwar in the 2008 twin murder case of their daughter, Arashi, and domestic help Hemraj. Bombay High Court has observed that a Hindu, who converted to other religion, is entitled to his/her father's property if father died intestate. Bombay High Court has sought a reply from the Maharashtra government on a plea filed by a local activist seeking that Mumbai-Pune Expressway's contractor be restrained from collecting any toll from motorists on the stretch. Bombay High Court has said that a woman not opening the house door for her husband on his return from work or not cooking for him do not amount to cruelty. Delhi High Court has directed Young Indian Private Limited, in which Congress President Rahul Gandhi and his mother Sonia Gandhi are major stakeholders, to deposit 10 crore rupees in the 249.15 crore rupee income tax proceedings against it. Madras High Court has directed the state to constitute a panel, headed by the Chief Educational Officer, CEO, and comprising other experts, in all districts to inspect schools and ensure that they conform to the regulations and safety norms with regard to buildings. Insurance regulator IRDAI has directed insurers not to reject any health insurance claim based on exclusions related to genetic disorder.